USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States soccer team journey to the World Cup ended over the weekend with a loss to the Netherlands 3-1. U.S. Captain Tyler Adams discusses the growth of this young team.
I'm super proud of the boys' performance today. We can show that we can hang with some of the best teams in the world, some of the best players in the world, and that's a lot of progress for U.S. soccer. We're moving in the right direction for sure, but we need to keep pushing because we're not there yet, but we're close.
A month after the midterm elections, and we still don't know who all the senators are, is a sign of the times as lawmakers continue to change election laws. Tuesday's Georgia Senate runoff will be close, and the final Senate seat will be determined. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia and the incumbent, is promoting lower drug costs for all Georgians. Republican Herschel Walker is pointing out the terrible economy and Warnock's willingness to support President Biden's inflation teetering on recession. Election day in Georgia is tomorrow. OPEC Plus said Sunday it will lock in current oil production levels. That suggests the world's leading oil producers are uncertain about the direction of crude prices. It locks in a 2 million barrel a day production cut that was decided in October. The cap is set to go into effect today. Congress is looking at legislation later this week that would scrap the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. A rollback of the policy would be included in the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. Residents of Moore County in central North Carolina faced a second night of freezing weather without power on Sunday after vandals opened fire with guns on two electric substations in what's being called a targeted attack. The FBI in Charlotte is investigating. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Family confirmed last night, longtime star of Sesame Street, Bob McGrath, died at the age of 90 at home. McGrath appeared on Sesame Street in 1969 as neighbor Bob Johnson. Tis the season for porch pirates. Tim Berg in Phoenix reports.
The holiday season means lots of festivities, but it's also a prime time for porch pirates. Security officials estimate more than 200 million packages have been stolen off porches already this year. In order to avoid falling victim, they recommend arranging to have packages delivered to areas that are hidden from the street or ask a neighbor to be on the lookout for a delivery. If you believe you have been targeted by thieves, the best thing to do is contact police immediately. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A group of 25 Taylor Swift fans from across the country are suing Ticketmaster for fraud and intentional misrepresentation after last month's ticket sales debacle, the company said was due to overwhelming response. The 33-page lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles, California. The Tennessee Attorney General, Jonathan Scarmetti, vowed to investigate Ticketmaster after his office was inundated with messages from irate Swifties. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.